We don't track our dreamers in any specific way, but roughly we have between 300 to 500 dreamers. And the reason we say that, too, is because still, as Andrea mentioned earlier, if we don't catch it, a dreamer would have to come and disclose their status in order to be recoded. So there are dreamers that are probably still coded as international and maybe either don't know that they can disclose their status and have that changed or are too fearful to do that, specifically for a lot of our undocumented students.
Do you see a lot of students coming from outside of San Antonio being drawn to UTSA because specifically of the Dreamer Center?
Actually, yes. That started a little bit more in the fall. Not only were schools reaching out to us, but we got an email from a student, I believe she was from North Carolina, wanting to know if she could come because she had found out about the Dreamer Center and, you know, acknowledged that the climate where she was at was not friendly and so was seeking to come to San Antonio to attend at UTSA. The issue is, again, as far as the in-state tuition, it's not automatic. And that's what I tell people all the time when we're talking about these things. It's not automatic. Dreamers don't just automatically qualify for House Bill 1403. They still have to do a core residency questionnaire. They have to meet residency requirements to be a Texas resident.
So and again, House Bill 1403
is the
in-state tuition
law bill that says that students can attend regardless of their immigration status. And if they're a Texas resident, they can have in-state tuition.